Hello, everybody, and welcome again. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, our social media ninja, for the Veterans Day edition, 11-11-09 of Southern Social Media. So, Roger, I understand you're not quite as prepared today. I take comfort in that. You come too dang prepared sometimes, brother. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like a jam session. You just got to get there like an open mic night. You know what I mean? Throw it down.
That's what today is going to be. It is open browser day.
Just hit them with what comes from the heart, brother.
Oh, yeah.
So, but as usual, I'm prepared. You know, because this whole social media thing, it's the avenue to riches and wealth. Okay, it's the pathway, brother. But avenue is the word of the day. Okay, so social media is the avenue to your riches. So the noun and a verb to declare possession of something recently acquired. Avenue address, but I don't remember it. That's the dang problem. You get these houses with them our wheels on it. They're up and likely to just move that dang thing on you. Go out drinking for a couple of days. I mean, come on. This thing's civilized. I have a new address. And they move it on me. Man.
That ain't a bad one.
It just ain't right, man.
No, it is.
Just ain't right. So, how's your Louisville team? How's your Louisville?
Well, they're talking a little bit the last couple of days because today, actually, I think tomorrow starts the initial signing period for basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last couple of years, we've been told that this was the year we were focused on recruiting-wise. Well, nobody's lined up to sign. Nobody's really interested. And now they're saying next year is the year we're lining up for. And this is kind of reminiscent of when Denny Crum was our coach, which great coach, super guy, all that. Did a lot of great things for U of L, but towards the end of his tenure, that's what we kept hearing with him, is next year's the year, next year's the year. Well, next year better hurry up and get here. That's all I got to say.
He was there 10, did you say 10 years, tenure?
No. He was here 30 years.
Goodness gracious, that is a tenure.
Yeah.
Man, you got to get rid of people that ain't cutting it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Patino's starting to go down that path. I mean, if we don't get the recruiting doesn't continue to go on, maybe his little side indiscretions are catching up with him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. We'll see. They're saying next year is really the class we've been focused on for years and blah, 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 and a lot of great guys in that class, but a few of them have already decided they're going to go elsewhere. So who do you believe?
Don't know, man. Hey, did you hear about this new photo tagger for Facebook?
No.
Well, you know what tagging is?
Yeah.
Well, I know because you're the social media ninja, but not everybody does, so why don't you tell everybody?
Well, tagging is where you can put a term or phrase to describe whatever it is that you are uploading, whether it's a video, a photo, or a document that helps people find your particular entry. So it's kind of like a keyword in the old days of the beginning of search engine optimization, where you had the keyword tag on a page that would help people use a term to find your website, your web page, whatever.
Well, so here's a nice little tidbit that I learned a while back on pictures. You know, Facebook is all about pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So take a lot of pictures, upload a lot of pictures, but take your time to describe them. And if the people have a business, link to them, you know, provide their website with the http://, put the whole thing in there, and that makes it an active link in the description.
Right.
Okay, so you're linking back to your peeps, which is a good thing to do in the social media and internet marketing world. It builds credibility for them. But when you tag them, anybody that is friends with them will see that in their feeds.
Right.
And so they will be notified, in essence, that, hey, you know, such and such is in a picture. Well, if they're doing business with you or y'all at a workshop or something together, then, hey, that's cool stuff. You're going to get press out of that for a long time to come, you know, or at least, you know, you're going to get eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. That's what you want. So take your time to tag. But here's a cool thing that is now available. The, you know, advanced thinkers in our listening audience that are Mac users are already accustomed to this tagging feature that built into iPhoto. And what it will do is it's like facial recognition, pattern recognition. You tag somebody and name them. It'll then look through your entire photo album and give everyone tags based on what you just created.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty accurate. You know, it's not 100%. But so I guess this is now available for the general public. So it's Photo Tagger if you go to the applications. So basically run that app and tag a few folks in your pictures, and it'll go and look through all of your pictures and tag all of them.
Right.
Which is a cool thing. Like I said, you need to go through and check it because it won't be 100%. It was really funny seeing that happen with in my iPhoto. My kids, they all look so much alike when they're babies. And so having six kids, you know, we got a lot of baby pictures. So it's funny to see, our youngest is two, and so we'll tag her. Or we'll tag, say, my second oldest son is 11 now. So we'll tag baby pictures of him when he's two or three, and it'll find current pictures of Ella and tag her as him because
right.
They look so much alike as babies. So, you know, you got to go through and proof it, you know, but interesting stuff. So check out Photo Tagger.
Right. And another thing that tagging will do from a search engine perspective is since the search engine can't visualize a photo or do any facial recognition, the tagging helps with that. Also, same thing with a PDF or a video. It can't see the contents that are in there, or a podcast. It can't hear the words and translate those. So tagging really helps with your search engine optimization to help people find your content. And search engines love the content that is uploaded to social media sites. So it serves a lot of purposes. Not only is it a good practice, but it can also help you with your search rankings and help your content get discovered, which is what you want anyway.
Ooh, I just had a reminder pop up here. We're going to have to do a shorter call today. I'm going to have to run about 15 minutes for a little education I'm giving myself at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Another big trainer. So always learning. You know, always looking for smarter people than me. Yeah, I can't believe they really exist, but my daddy said somewhere there might be one of them. Never know who, so you got to listen to all of them and see.
Well, let's talk about this Twitter LinkedIn deal, because this has got some implications for corporate social media integration, because LinkedIn, as most people know, I hope everybody knows, but that is more of the business-to-business type of social networking. And Twitter, you can use it for business social networking, but it's more or less for status updates and things of that nature. You've got to work a little bit harder with your status updates to become recognized as a thought leader and all of that with Twitter. But having Twitter and LinkedIn in a partnership kind of signals the direction Twitter might be going, or the fact that LinkedIn is wanting to become a little more integrated with Twitter, which I think this is a dual benefit for everybody in the space, especially in the business space, because this shows that Twitter's not going anywhere, because everybody is all worried that one day you're going to wake up and Twitter's going to be gone, or you know, LinkedIn's going to be gone. LinkedIn has figured out a way to monetize their social media site, so this may help Twitter along the way, too, to monetize its service.
So update everybody on what you're talking about.
There is a post on sourcewire.com, and it is Twitter-LinkedIn deal signals deeper corporate social media integration. Announcement from both Twitter and LinkedIn that they are to become partnered with one another sets a new precedent and reveals more possibilities for the integration of business and social networks, according to Punch Communications, a UK PR company with a worldwide client base. I think more of this is it's as much a PR for this Punch Communications as it is anything, but this the partnership will enable users of both networks to synchronize their status updates, which that's been a long time coming, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened earlier, but at least the companies are working together, and the more areas that Twitter gets embedded with, the less likely it's going to just magically disappear. Now, some of the other microblogging sites, not so sure if they're going to survive, and since Twitter is so popular and it grows exponentially every month, every 90 days, I can't see how Twitter is ever going to disappear, or at least over the short term, not forever.
It's funny, I've been using, I just taught a class on this today, capitalizing on the conversation, but we showing how I go from Hootsuite to Ping FM to LinkedIn already.
Right.
To streamline that whole integration.
You won't have to go through that extra step. You can just upload a little widget and boom.
Yeah.
Real time on the fly.
Yeah, and it's cool. I mean, it'll make it easier for people. Dang, bro, that's why we're doing this podcast. We're so dang knowledgeable. We're already doing this stuff. You heard me?
Right. Oh, yeah, I feel you.
I'm already getting my peeps on LinkedIn updated.
Well, here's another another little thing to talk about, and this is yet another case study of how how Twitter has helped a company drive ROI out of their Twitter efforts. And it is, I'm looking to see who the company is. It's Altarian. After 3 months, customer base increased by 57%. They eliminated cold calling, multiple demo and pricing requests per day, increased sales staff, established brand visibility. After 6 months, customer base increased by 269%. Freemiums converting without entering sales funnel. They acquired another company in the process, and then at one year, increased customer base by 840%, expanding Twitter engagement across the enterprise. So it was not only an internal thing, but an external thing. If you can grow your customer base by 840% over a year's time through primarily Twitter, I would say that would justify it as an outlet for reaching a customer base. And we hear a lot of people say that there's no way to monetize this stuff. Well, there's a case study that shows you 840%. I don't know of anybody who listens in on our podcast that would sneeze at 840% growth in a year.
No, that'd be all right. I reckon.
Yeah, but they stepped through it also, and this is some more things to learn from this case study, is they had some goals where they wanted to build brand visibility, double their freemium user base, which I call that a lead magnet, and we talk about that type of stuff all the time, West, where you have a lead generation site, lead capture site, a squeeze page to where you can build leads, follow up with your list, and promote your products or create offers for your prospect base. They wanted to do that. They also wanted to establish this company that they bought as a leading tool. It's a software piece called Techrigy. They wanted to establish that as the leading tool and then generate quality leads. The fact that they just established goals is a start that a lot of people don't take. It's a step that a lot of people skip. They just jump in there and start going at it and think that this evolution of social media will magically guide prospects and customers to their website door or to their storefront door, and they're just going to eagerly purchase their products. Well, you got to have some goals. You got to have a strategy. And then their next thing that they shared are the challenges, and this is something else that people would be wise to follow. And they're saying the learning curve of social media monitoring is a challenge, the unfamiliarity with social media, They had no marketing budget for this, and then they had a very small team. So identifying your challenges up front will help you take advantage and move further towards your goals and help you implement your strategy effectively. And we talk to people about this all the time, Wes, but I know we repeat ourselves on this podcast quite a bit, but when you look at companies that are successful using this stuff and what they've done and what they recommend and the steps they took, we're telling people the right stuff, whether they're listening and acting or not. We can't really make them do that, but if you're going to listen to some people...
We can make them listen. Take them out the dang woodshed, brother. So you heard me? You feel
yeah,
it?
Heard.
Pay
yeah.
attention, dang it. I'm imparting some wisdom.
But I think that it's interesting that they admitted that they were unfamiliar with social media going into it. So I haven't read the entire article on this, but I'm pretty sure they had to turn to somebody for some help with this stuff. And this is a company that, you know, 840% increase in customer base. There are consultants out there like Wes and me that can help you do this stuff. And we keep saying the same things over and over on this podcast, but these case studies and these examples bear out that what we're saying is the right way to go with this stuff.
Dang
true. And you can learn a lot. Yeah. Preaching to the choir, you know what I'm saying?
Important knowledge, dang it.
Mm-hmm. But the reason they targeted Twitter is because it is an open conversation. There's global conversation, so you can go from a little local firm to a national and a global firm very rapidly with Twitter. So if that's something that our audience is looking to do, Twitter can be an avenue to get there pretty quickly. I mean, I chat with people that are in Australia, over in Europe, the Netherlands. I mean, there's conversations going on all over the place. Some of the times I don't even know where these people are. I've talked to people in Brazil. I mean, it's a global presence with Twitter almost instantly. And what I think that the key takeaway on that is, it doesn't really matter where somebody is. I mean, you can have a conversation with them, learn from them, contribute to them, add value, and the barriers of the traditional barriers are eliminated with a service like this. And I think this is appealing to a lot of companies as they set out to expand their reach and generate awareness on a more global scale. But they also stated that Twitter is actively seeking info and opinions. I mean, that's basically what Twitter is an info and opinion sharing type site, and also an information sharing medium, because there's all kinds of stuff out there. You name it, it's out there. You can find it. And there's a lot of people that you can learn from, and a lot of people that are thought leaders, and a lot of people that you can have conversations with and establish a partnership very quickly with this.
Well, you can. Just be careful. A lot of duds out there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of – I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, you got to do your due diligence to make sure you don't get taken advantage of, or you make a bad, very bad decision or a mistake. I mean, just as easy as it is to find people that are quality, it's just as easy to find people that are garbage.
Yep. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, brother. We're going to cut this one short. I got to jump on another call.
I hear you.
Didn't realize I was so dang busy. We're going to, everybody, to stay tuned for an ability to listen to my capitalizing on the conversation talk. We recorded it all today. I'll get some screenshots done and whatnot. So the folks that aren't local can check it out.
We're also going to do a lead generation teleseminar or webinar in the coming weeks. That's going to tie in with the getting ready to introduce this List Samurai product to the public. I've already done 12 videos today. I thought it was only going to be 13 videos at the beginning. It turns out it's going to be closer to 20 videos. There's 6 workbooks, 10 bonuses. I mean, it's going to be a pretty big ordeal. But we're going to have a lead generation webinar to help you with that if you're looking to generate leads. That'd be something to look forward to. You can also get in on our webinar from a few weeks ago on why only 5% of marketers make money with social media if you go to marketingvirtualseminar.com. And then Wes has got a Facebook tips document that you can download for just sharing your first name and email address. And Wes, how do they get that?
Check it out, saleswhisperer.com, top right-hand corner, sitting right there.
There you go. All right, well, it's time for us to roll off already. This has been a little quick 20-minute podcast, which I'm sure some of the people, since we get long-winded on these things, will probably appreciate.
So, you know how you can figure out who's got the right-of-way when you're traveling down south?
How's that?
It's the truck with the gun rack and the bumper sticker that reads, "Guns don't kill people, I do."
Yeah. Yeah, he probably does have the right of way.
Too dang funny. All right, I'm going to dial in, brother, get myself some edumacation, and y'all have a great day. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, signing out.
Talk to y'all tomorrow.